Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given an example of those people that uphold the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those that don't uphold the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned is like those people like who they cast lots so that they can board the ship. Who's going to take the bottom section of the ship and who's going to go to the top? As we explained yesterday, that when people have got equal rights in something, then to cast lots in that is permissible. But where a person doesn't have equal rights, then this becomes gambling. For example, if two people put money, they take a bet, or two people happen to put money and they cast a lot and one person takes everything away, so the other person doesn't have any right, he doesn't get anything out of it. So this is gambling. And he also has a chance to get the whole lot. If he wins, that's also gambling. So where people have equal right, they paid for something, but the matter of intizam, allocation, who gets what, for example, it's a block of units, a person wishes to, and every unit is exactly the same, every unit got same 3 bedrooms, 1 kitchen, 1 bathroom, 1 toilet. Now, who to allocate where? One of the methods to use is a lot system, where names are placed in a hat, for example, and whoever's name comes out, that person get a particular unit. So in Islam, this is allowed. So this is only where the rights are equal. Anyway, so this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that they cast lots, and some people took the bottom of the ship, and some people took the top deck of the ship. وَكَانَ الَّذِينَ فِي أَسْفَلِهَا إِذَا اسْتَقُوا مِنَ الْمَاءِ مروا على من فوقهم فقالوا لو أن خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا فإن تركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا جميعا. So the people in the bottom deck, what they said is, look, we have to go past the people in the top deck. Every time we need water, we have to go to the top and we have to pull out water and then we've got to come back down. So we are disturbing these people, going noisy up and down. Can you imagine those wooden ships that time? Up and down, we're going, pulling out water, these people are resting, sleeping, we are going up, there's so many people in the ship, etc. So they thought to themselves that let us save these people the trouble. So what the hadith is saying, that they thought to themselves that we will make a hole in the bottom of the ship and we'll get our water from that hole. In other words, the water will filter in from that hole, we'll get it. So Nabi alayhi salam is giving a beautiful example. Now if the people on the top deck, they just leave them. In other words, we worry about ourselves, we mind our own business, we don't get involved in what other people do. Some people have this mindset that nothing else concerns us, only ourselves, we don't have to worry. So this hadith is teaching us something very important, that sometimes by only worrying about yourself and only being concerned about, and not being concerned about those responsibilities that you have around you, you can be destroying yourself. Here the hadith is saying that if these people just leave these people on the top, halaku jami'a, all of them will be destroyed. In other words, those on the top, those on the bottom, everyone will get destroyed just by default. So sometimes people say that the niyat must be right, that's all. It doesn't matter what you do after that. If the niyat is right, Allah Pak only looks at the niyat, He looks at the heart, He doesn't look at anything else. This hadith shows clearly that these people's niyat was very good. Their heart also was very good. That we didn't want to cause taklif to the people on the top, we're saving them from the taklif. The niyat was right, but the tariqah was not right, the method was not right. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that they would drown, they would destroy everybody. So two things have to be right. One is the niyat and the other is the tariqah. The method that is being employed, both these things have to be correct. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ نَجَوْ وَنَجَوْ جَمِيعًا. On the contrary, if they went and they caught hold of these people by the hand and they explained to them that this is what will happen, they, the people on the bottom will be saved, the people on the top will be saved, everyone will be saved completely. All they needed to was just guide these people that your niyat is very good, but what you're doing is very destructive. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explaining that everyone gets saved when sin is not prevalent, when evil is not prevalent, then everyone gets saved. But when evil and sin and vice is taking place, then even the innocent party get affected by the asar and the effect of sin and guna that takes place. Today's hadith on Ummul Mu'mineen, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhim binti Abi Umayyah Hudhayfa radiallahu anha anu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qal, innahu yusta'amalu alaykum umara fata'arifuna wa tunkirun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be leaders appointed above you. Some of the actions of the leaders you will approve of, and some of the actions you will disapprove of. فَمَنْ كَرِهَ فَقَدْ بَرِهَ وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلِمَ. Those things that you dislike, you will be free, meaning you won't be asked about it. For example, you got a leader, and now this particular leader legalizes gambling. And now we all become happy about it. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that you'll be part and parcel of that wrong that leader imposes, because you're happy with what he has done, what wrong. But at the same time, this hadith is saying, فَمَنْ كَرِهَا قَدْ بَرِيَا, that person who doesn't like it. He can't do anything because the leader, the commander, the government has legalized something that is haram. He's feeling bad about it. فَقَدْ سَلِمَ فَقَدْ بَرِيَ Allah will free him as far as sin is concerned. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلِمَ And that person that opposes it, he doesn't like it, he will be saved from sin. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَعَ But however, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who is happy about it. Okay, the prostitution, gambling, interest, all this has been legalized. Parties, etc. have been legalized from the side of the government. We are all happy about it. So that person who is happy about it, in another hadith, not in this hadith, another hadith, كَانَ شَرِيكًا لَهُ He is part and parcel of that guna, just by the mere fact that he is happy about it. So what this hadith is teaching us, we should be unhappy about anything that is wrong, that is taking place. The last part of the hadith, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Rasulullah system, should we, أَلَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ قَالَ لَا مَا أَقَامُوا فِيكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that person, however that person that is happy with the laws, the evil laws that the government is sending down, putting down those people that are happy of it, and they're supportive of it, they are following it. Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must we make jihad, must we fight against these people? The evil laws are coming down, they are supporting it, and they are following it, they're happy about it. Should we fight such people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la, don't fight them. Ma aqamu fikum salat. So long as they are establishing salat, don't fight them. In other words, if a person is reading salah, this is a sign that the person is a believer. Therefore, it is in hadith it comes that the distinguishing factor between a believer and a non-believer is salah. So the fact that they are reading salah means they are Muslims, you can't fight them. You can imagine how detrimental, how serious it is if a person doesn't even read salah. It is as though this person doesn't even have iman. And we'll continue with the explanation tomorrow about how we should never look down upon anybody. This hadith is teaching us, so long as a man is reading salah, don't even wage war against him, don't fight him. This is a sign that he is a believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of establishing salah in our life. Such a serious thing this is, that this distinguishes between a person being a believer and a non-believer outwardly. Although all the other commandments, ulama explained, come in, they follow, but the distinguishing commandment that is mentioned specifically in the hadith is salah. So long as these people are reading salah, don't fight them, because the fact that they are reading salah means that they are believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillah.